All that stuff was nailed to the cross. And yes, even the Ten Commandments. Because if they're not, we're all still damned. But you do have to do things that were not required of them. To be temperate in all things. Temperate in all things? Yep. Temperate in all things. Patience. Godliness. There was no commandment, thou shalt be godly. No, you worshiped God, you did your duty, you kept these commandments, you know. You had a semblance of righteousness based on the outward appearance. That's what the law helped you do, and they still couldn't do that. It did not speak sufficiently to the heart. Though there were commandments that did speak to the heart. But not sufficiently that men could not make loopholes. Well, in Christ there are no loopholes. So to keep the commandments of Christ is a very tall order beyond that which is expected in the Old Testament. For instance, people always get on about the Sabbath. In fact, when they talk about the commandments, that's almost always the one they want you to keep. They want you to keep the Sabbath, usually on Saturday. And what is it? What does that entail? They just want you to be in church. But the truth is, in Christ, the commandment of the Sabbath is much more strict. It's like I said about worship God. What does he want? What does he say? What am I to do? What can I do to please the one I idolize? I worship him, so what does he want me to do? So to truly rest in God, I want to rest in God. I want to do the work of God. I want to do the will of God. I want to hear from God. Is that something just for one day when you should cease from your own labors and from your own pursuit of covetousness? God only asked it of them of one day, but in Christ he opened it up so that we could seek to know him and endeavor to do his will and rest in him every single day and cease our own labors. Cease our own covetous pursuits of worldly gain and of sensual pleasure. See, that's a much taller order. Can you do that every day? Because I tell you, they say Saturday is the men ought to do these things, yet on Saturday, they do them not. They're just sitting in church. That's not the Sabbath. Not in Christ. You've heard of old times, it was said, thou shalt not work on the Sabbath. But I say to you, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Whosoever does not take up their cross and follow me. Christ asked much more of us than just to sit around on one particular day. By the Spirit, and according to the Spirit, and according to the wisdom given us in the time that we live, what is God calling us to do? Is he calling us right now to sell everything we have? Well, we're also called to take care of our families. But if the time came and God led me that way in the Spirit, I would have to do it, or I would fail. But God would give you the strength to do whatever he requires of you at the time. Have faith in him. He's merciful, long-suffering. You know, brothers get overtaken in faults all the time. But let's not take that for granted. Let's rather strive that we may enter in at the straight gate. For straight is the way, and narrow is the gate that leadeth to life. That's right here in chapter 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life. May enter in through the gates into the city, the straight gates. Straight is the way, and narrow is the gate that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Few there be that find the way in. But broad is the way that leads to destruction. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Those, there's in the city and out of the city. In the city is you're part of that bride. Out of the city, you're not. And all humans who are not are out. Cast into outer darkness, it is said. As Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, that they shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Yet at the same time it says, in the new heavens and the new earth which I will make, as they shall remain before me, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. for the worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring to all flesh. There is a certain finality for the wicked. They are out. In the city is life everlasting. Christ hath brought to light life and immortality through the gospel. Some people don't understand that. Some people believe in Greek philosophy, which teaches that man is immortal. The man has an innately immortal soul. But the scriptures in Timothy chapter 6 verse 16 say that God only has immortality. God is the only one who is by nature immortal. Why do you think he set the sword, the flaming sword, to guard the way, and the cherubims, to guard the way to the tree of life, lest they should eat it and live forever? And why is it restored here at the new heavens and the new earth? Man doesn't need it if man is immortal, but man is not immortal. We are mortal. We must put on immortality, not merely our bodies, but our souls. God can destroy both soul and body in hell. And I have seen nothing in this book of Revelation that leads me to believe anything else. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. Remember chapter 2 and 3. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Interesting, the root and offspring. It reminds me of the beginning and the end. I am the root, the branch, the offspring. He was of us, I mean of mankind. Through David, he became a man. Born of woman. He is the bright and morning star, which is interesting, interesting terminology. He is called the bright and morning star. Whereas at one time, Lucifer, which actually means morning star, that was a name associated with the devil, the morning star. See, the false morning star, but he was like a bright star, a bright thing in the world. But the true star is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. The Spirit and the Bride. That's us, the Bride. We are the Bride. We say, come. We call to our brethren, come. Him that heareth, say it, come. Let us all come. Come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. For he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.